Why? The compelling reasons that create action. Why do you want the things you desire? There are five major emotions that drive us toward our goals and dreams. Fulfillment, pleasure, achievement, security, and independence. There are many other names for our driving emotions, but they will correspond to one of these. Think of the reasons that you would like these things in your life and how receiving them will impact your life. The power of why is a key driving force behind the achievement of any desire. It determines our level of expectation, which we have learned determines our outcome. Why can be based on desperation or inspiration. People are typically motivated by the carrot or the stick. When will a child run faster? When running toward the ice cream truck or running from a big dog? Certainly, positive inducements create the best kind of motivation, but the majority of people never take the time to create these positive why emotions. They are driven episodically by deadlines, ultimatums, and do-or-die motivation. There is a better way. Powerful emotional words create the positive imagery that is required to move the hand of the superconscious to provide answers and lead us to the resources we need. Fearful imagery, desperation, will hinder the process and make you subject to fear and inaction. Emotion gives your vision graphic color and a vivid appearance that sends a consistent message to the superconscious. Delivering a vivid, consistent, and focused why gives the superconscious the bridge it needs to send you the how. Consistent, vivid imaginings also activate several laws. Number one, it activates the law of attraction. In recent years, the law of attraction has gained much popularity as a principle of achievement. Its core concept is that we draw to us what we focus on, and that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you flood your mind with desire and outcomes, you create a magnetic energy that brings these desires to you. The imagination is key to this law in that you must believe that you have received these things even before their physical appearance. Creating compelling whys and engaging the subconscious mind is the only way to create this white heat of desire and belief, thus magnetizing you to your objectives. Number two, the law of reciprocity. In a world of supply and demand, something must be given before anything can be received. To get goods, services, or money, something of equitable value must be exchanged. To get stronger physically, we must give what we have physically through exercise as part of that transaction. Sowing must be done before there is reaping. All initial seeds will be seeds of thought. As the law of reciprocity is set in motion, these thought seeds will grow into our destiny. The law of perfect action. One of the benefits of an active imagination is mapping out strategies and tactics toward the attainment of the thing imagined. The more vivid and consistent the image, the more resolute the action necessary to obtain it becomes. Great inventors such as Tesla spent countless hours in imagining the construction of their inventions before pursuing them in the laboratory. This reliance on activating the triune mind eliminated much of the trial and error of the inventive process and delivered a divine strategy from the superconscious mind with regularity and with stunning results. Number four, the law of habit. The greatest achievers in history were not creatures of happenstance or given to procrastination. They were so driven by their desires that the actions necessary for achievement were not left to fate. They became their dreams and desires. This higher state of being generates a series of automatic actions, habits, things that sustain them until their goals were manifested. As you create vivid and consistent images of your desires, the compelling why emotions will spur you to action, and these actions will eventually become first nature habits. This newfound discipline will make all you desire not only possible, but inevitable. Finally, the law of fear elimination. Fear is the single greatest enemy to achievement. Out of it is born procrastination, timidity, inaction, and every other destroyer of destiny known to man. As you continue in engaging your triune mind with focused and regular imaginings, you will remove fear from your thinking, as the transmissions of perfect action give you confidence in your strategies. The word confidence is built from con, meaning with, and fidelity, meaning truth. Once you know the truth, you will be in the highest state of faith, confidence, and fear will no longer govern your actions.